here at W Bearcat Coaches Show, again broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch with Matt Tritton. I'm John Coffey. And Matt, we do have a busy show on hand for today. Seven different sports that we'll be talking with before everything's said and done here in the next hour. And it's that time of year we talked about in the past a little bit too, with that crossover between the winter and spring sports. And it's a busy time, but a fun time as well.
Yes, it is. We've got a little bit of basketball, track and field, tennis, softball, baseball, golf, everything coming at you the next hour.
And as far as the basketball, just a brief touch on this coming up with the MIAA tournament getting started tomorrow. The Northwest women in action as the number 8 seed facing number 9 seed Newman. That's tomorrow evening at 6. And then the Bearcat men with the MIAA regular season championship, the number 1 seed in the men's bracket, and they'll take on the winner of Washburn and Missouri Western Thursday afternoon and noon. So it looks like we've got some pretty good basketball coming up here in the next few days.
That's the hope, is that both teams can kind of get on a roll and make some noise in Kansas City. Of course, Northwest starting with Newman on the women's side, and I think 4-0 all time against the Jets, including a couple wins this year, so you'd love to see them go out there and start things off strong before taking on the one seed UNK. Then for the men, it's kind of hold serve, do what they've been doing for quite some time under Ben McComb, already 6 MIAA tournament titles in his 11 seasons, taking the Bearcats there.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous, and 10 straight MIAA regular season conference championships as well. That's just something that's unheard of.
It really is, but boy, he just keeps churning them out.
Again, we're broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch. We'll come back and talk softball on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show right after this.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, talking Northwest Missouri State softball. The Bearcats so far this season, 9-5 on the year. After, you know, a season ago, it was 15-36, 11th in the MIAA, and here we are. And we are still in February. The team's already picked up 9 wins. We're joined by Naomi Tejas, Bearcats head coach, as well as outfielder Omara Love and Olivia Doherty, play some infield designated player as well. Coach, another 3-1 weekend. You're 9-5. Last year, win number 9 came on April 15th. Have you thought about that much lately?
A little bit. I kind of joked around the other day of saying, you know, we've won more this year than, you know, it took us so long last year to get to. But this team is something special. I mean, they're playing loose. We're having a lot of fun. And when we have a bad game, we're able to bounce back really quickly.
Olivia, whatever you kind of think about that, the numbers going into this and how the Bearcats are playing, what was this, year 5 for you on campus with COVID? Year 4? You've been through the program, and you've been through the highs and the lows. To be able to be part of the rebuilding and see it kind of coming out the other side, we're still very early in the season, but does it kind of make it feel like all the work I put in is worth it because we're seeing it so far this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're still really early in the season, so especially with the sport we play, it could be completely different each weekend, but there's a lot of potential and it's really exciting, and I think a lot of us are just going into it with like open minds and just trying to work hard and just have fun on the weekends, and we've been getting a lot of good outcomes from that.
Of course, through the opening weekend of play was up in Minnesota, it was cold, you're playing indoors, things are a little bit different. Omara, the last couple weekends though, playing in Topeka, a home away from home for the Bearcats, what's this been like as a freshman, kind of getting a feel for it for the first time, but seeing Northwest really playing some good softball?
I think it's enjoyable to come into a team that's excited to be better, that wants to get better over the past couple of years. I know last year was a little bit of something new for them, and it's fun to come into a team that has the energy, that's excited, they love to cheer, they love to see each other do well, and as a freshman, that's very, very reassuring.
Olivia, the best offensive performance outburst to this point in your career that you've seen as a whole? I mean, does it feel like, boy, we get a chance to score some multiple runs every at-bat?
Yeah, it's really exciting, the girls that we have this season. We've gotten really not lucky, but we have a good team. We have a good lineup, and I think even Coach mentioned we bounce back really fast, and I think the mindset from this year compared to last year is that we know that even if we have a bad inning, that the next inning we'll get those bats back, and so that's really reassuring as well.
Coach, are you pounding the table right now for an MIAA Hitter of the Week? Amara going 11 for 13, batting, 850 almost, and Olivia hitting a couple home runs, 7 for 12, driving all kinds of runs. Come on, league.
I know. I did maybe have a word with RSID about that this morning. But, I mean, these two, you know, we're huge contributors, and, like, our 1 through 9 right now is solid. And every time somebody comes up, it's all right, how much damage can we actually do? And with one swing, which is so fun to watch.
Olivia, your top 5 in the league in home runs, slugging, OPS to this point. Do you go in with the mindset of doing damage every at-bat, or is it just make solid contact, see where the ball goes?
Right now, it's just get up there and swing hard. I think, you know, we're so early in the season that we're still all figuring out what we need to work on, and so just going up with a clear mind and swinging hard.
Omar, is that a similar approach for you, or what's your mindset as you go into every bat?
Oh, well, you know, I don't have a lot of power like Liv does. I'm not cranking stuff for the fence.
You're driving in runs, though, right?
I'm driving in runs, and that's my job, just to hit something hard. And you know, I'm very versatile, so anything that I can do to move people around and get me into a position where somebody like Liv can hit me around is what my position is to do.
Do you kind of like, you've been batting fifth, sixth a lot lately, do you kind of like that middle of the order, having Olivia and Aubrey kind of around there too?
I really do, actually. I'm a combo I was used to being, you know, like lead off or second, things like that. But I like my spot where I'm at now because I do have a lot of power to give. So whenever Coach doesn't need me to, like, bat people in or things like that, or lay a bunt down, whatever it is, I can give her the ability to do that.
Northwest softball this upcoming weekend, the MIAA GLVC crossover, that'll be down in Joplin. But Coach, as you look at the schedule, not getting home until March 24th. Obviously, the weather in Maryville dictates a little bit of it. It's kind of hard to schedule in February, but is this a lot of team bonding away from home before actually getting into that?
Absolutely. I mean, we're on the road every weekend, you know, leaving Friday, coming back late Sunday. And I will say this, as our game schedules have not been the greatest, so we've had a lot of downtime in between games. So that's also a lot more time together. But like I said, this is a good group of girls who, you know, we like to have fun on the road. And whatever happens on the field, we leave it there. You know, it's not about wins and losses. Do we like winning? Absolutely. But it's the experiences and the memories that we're going to have moving forward.
We hear so many coaches from the Northwest Athletic Department all the way up to major pro sports talk about the process each day. Don't worry about results. Those will come. Mm-hmm. As a young coach, is that hard to kind of adopt that, knowing, you know, I mean, it's such a tough conference, such a region, but it is really about just every single day individually.
Yeah, absolutely. And, like, you know, we didn't have the greatest outing against Wayne State, but knowing that we could change it because of our energy and because of our attitudes moving forward is huge for this team. We never get really, really high. We don't get really, really low. And I mean, we're the team that's out there goofing around, having a blast. Like, you couldn't tell us one thing from the next and we're like, okay, here we go, you know? And that's what's great about this team, you know, and you don't always get that every year. So
keep it loose. One more weekend too, until MIAA play rolls around. Olivia, do things change once that hits and you've got to go to Hayes, Kansas for a couple, or is it just, you know, just kind of the same as going to Joplin this weekend to face a GLVC team or going out to Hayes the next?
I think right now we're on the same mindset of every team's the same. No matter if it's conference or a tournament, we're trying to really go out and still produce the same that we would any other team.
The Bearcats have won 6 of their last 7. They'll take on Rockhurst and Southwest Baptist coming up this weekend. Coach, player, appreciate you guys coming in, and look forward to next week.
Thank you.
Naomi Tellez, Omara Love, and Olivia Doherty joining us on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll take a timeout. Back with more here from Pizza Ranch.
Support for KXCV, KRNW, comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 661-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday, and news updates throughout the day at MarylandVilleDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch, and time now to talk tennis as the head coach of the Northwest men's tennis team, Mark Rosewell, is with us, along with a couple players off of his squad as well. And Mark, coming off a trip down to Springfield this past weekend, and a couple of pretty good matches for you.
Yeah, we're really pleased with both teams this weekend, John. We took on the Drury Panthers, who's always a good match, of course, coached by the legend Coach Jared Smith, a Northwest graduate down there, and actually had a great day. The men won 6-1, really won all six singles very easily. And the women, which I was really happy about, also got the win 4-3. So, you know, we have not beaten them very many times down there, maybe two times in the last 20 years, because we always play them so early. They've played a lot more matches than us, and that Cooper, the surface is so fast, we're not used to playing on that, so it's a huge advantage for them or any other team they play. So he's got a great home record, and I'm not saying that it's just because of the quality. He's got good players, too. But so that was a good day. And then we played Wayne State's Michigan, a team we've never played before. They beat our women, we'll say 4-1, Angela. Angela was 1 point of winning her match, and the gal was delaying. But, the men, we lost 4-3. Now, this is a team that was the runner-up in the country last year, and they're ranked fifth. And we had our chances to win that match. Again, they've played a few more matches than us, and they play indoors all the time. I'd like to play them outdoors, but it was close.
Yeah, and you look at one of those doubles matches in particular, kind of a rematch of what took place during the ITA this past fall.
Yeah, and they were playing some awesome doubles. But that was, yeah, you're right, that was the team that we played in the fall. That was the first time we've ever played against them.
Tell us a little bit about your guests that you brought with you to her today.
Well, okay. First of all, I don't know if Jan's been here before. I think he has.
I believe so, yes.
He's a freshman this year, but he was the ITA champion as a freshman in doubles in the fall, and he's been playing 4 and 5 singles, and he's a very talented player. He's getting a little bit of experience as we go on. I mean, we play a tough schedule, and this probably by far for both teams the toughest schedule we've ever had, and that's going back 40 years. But Angela is a junior this year. She's the co-captain on the team. She plays number right now 5 and 6, and she plays three doubles. But, gosh, she's been winning in singles and doubles against some good – she had a good win against Drury, and we were calling that other one a win, which is 1 point away against a really good team too. So she's having a nice year for us.
No doubt about that. And Angela Pomerino, again, out of Spain, just talk a little bit about how much fun you're having so far in this young season. Again, some matches already under your belt, and it looks like a lot of success early on for you.
Yes, Coach said, like, this is the hardest season I think we've ever had so far, and I'm having a lot of fun. I think I'm playing pretty good. I think the team, we've come together, like, we're playing really good, all of us, and we're looking forward to playing so many more matches this season.
You talk about that this next week in particular. You guys have about a match a day coming up. We'll talk a little bit more about this in a bit, but a lot of road time for you guys in the next week. And again, Jan with Jan Skabatis out of Germany. And Jan, again, let's kind of talk about your season so far, and things look to be off to a good start for you as well.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's the first season ever for me, as I'm a freshman, and I'm trying to gain as much experience as I can. And it helps me a lot to be surrounded by a great team like this. collected a few good wins too, so I'm very excited for the rest of the season.
Talk just a little bit about the rematch you had with the Wayne State Devils team that you faced last year in the ITA Cup, and just how much of a competitive match that was for you here.
I mean, it was a very tough match. Just the guys are very good. They were All-Americans last year, so and we know that it's going to be a very tough match for us. In the end, they beat us, as they were a bit more consistent, I'd say. But it was nice to see them again and to play them again, sure.
And, you know, Mark, you ended up with a pretty good doubles team with the Mason Meyer and Jan here. That's kind of out of the last year, and they kind of got thrown together a little bit, and they went in and had a lot of success last fall. It looks like it's continuing on this spring.
Yeah, they're doing fine this fall. They had a huge win a couple weeks ago against the Tyler team that was ranked, I think, fifth in the country or sixth, somewhere in there. So they're doing just fine.
And as far as the upcoming week, I know with spring break, you get an opportunity to get in a lot of matches. You go down to Oklahoma in the next week, Hayes, Kansas, Kearney, Nebraska, Kansas City. You're going all over the Midwestern the next week.
As we always do, John. You know, it's a great time for us to play tennis, and we always go south, obviously, with the weather. But, you know, we're not missing any classes then, and we come together usually. By the time we're done with our spring break, what I've found is we're match tough. And it might be a little bit sooner because we played a few more matches earlier this year. But it's a good experience. We get to play a lot. And that's what the kids want. They want to play matches. They want to be challenged. And what I go out there to do is to try to find the toughest matches we can play. And there's lots of Division I's around this area that won't play us. And I don't care, win or lose. You know, you got a 50% chance. But, you know, so we try to get other teams the best ones we can get.
And when you look at this upcoming week for you, you've got a couple of non-conference there with that trip to Oklahoma. And then the conference gets started. It seems like maybe a little quicker this year than normal with that trip out to Hayes with Fort A State. Then you've got Nebraska Kearney, and then another non-conference to wrap up the week with the Rockers there in Kansas City. But it looks like you're really getting right into the heat of the conference race early here.
Well, the women are, that's for sure. But the guys are, too, because, you know, that Cameron, they beat us 4-3 up here last year. That's a very good team. And then the regional foes, Southeast Oklahoma Durant, that's a good team. So you know, we're gonna run over to St. Louis and play McKendree. I don't even know if that's on the schedule, but the guys are gonna do that. That's a team we beat last year, but they won their league over there with Southwest Baptist, so they're very good. So, yep.
And for both of you, Angela and Jan, has just talked about going on the road. It looks, and we've, and when you look at teams in the past, you guys really get along well, and an awful lot of road time and van time together here. So, just kind of talk about this big week coming up for you, and a chance to spend a lot of time together.
Yeah, I think we're really excited because, as you said, we're going to spend a lot of time together. I think we get along pretty well, all of us. Men and women, both teams, I think we are always supporting each other. That's really helpful when you're playing a match and you see that your teammates, but also the guys, are also cheering for you. That's really helpful. So yeah, again, really excited. A lot of matches, but we're gonna play as hard as possible. A lot of time in the van. We also have a good time in the van. You know, we talk and we talk about the upcoming matches, but. Looking forward to it.
And Jan, this will really be your first experience for an extended road swing like this with a lot of matches and a few short days on the road.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm not really used to be on the road that long, but to be honest, I don't think that's a negative point. We spend a lot of time together, and it's also fun. We also have a lot of matches in a spring break, and it's like 5 games in a row, so it's also a lot of tennis and a lot of excitement coming. Sure.
I would imagine, too, one of the nice things about this is you're playing other opponents and other teams as opposed to practicing against yourself for a full week like this.
Sure. I mean, as I said earlier, we're gaining more and more experience, and we can have more matches, getting better, trying to play better, trying to practice something. So it's good to have matches in a spring break.
And Jan, what really stood out to you as far as wanting to come to Northwest Missouri State and come from Germany to come and play tennis here?
First of all, the people, the team, the whole team, they're very supportive, they're very nice, the level is very high, playing tennis here is a lot of fun, and I see I can improve myself in this team, I'd say.
And Angela, same question to you, as coming from Spain, just what attracted you to coming to Maryville, Northwest Missouri State, to play tennis here?
Well, I actually first came because of my major, because here was the major that I wanted to study. And then I stayed because, same thing, the team, I'm getting along with all of them perfectly. I think we are all really nice people. We help each other. We support each other. And that's making me stay here.
Yeah, John, both these athletes are outstanding students, right in the four-point range, too, which many of our players on our tennis team are. Not all of them, but many of them. But, you know, sometimes the coach can see, I guess they call it chemistry or whatever, and I just really like both of our teams this year. Some years you see it, and some years not so much. But, you know, assuming we don't have injuries and so forth, I think we've got a real chance to on down the line of the conference in the postseason.
What are some things you try to do as a coach to maybe encourage the type of chemistry you're seeing out of these teams?
Well, I don't know that it's not always what I do. I think it's what the teams do. Now, for example, this is just our guys' team, okay? So after we have a practice one day and we're conditioning at 6:30 in the morning, so then they go to 8 o'clock class, then we have another practice from anywhere from an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes. They're all together out running little line drills with, footwork things. And, I mean, they're doing this on their own. I'm not telling them to do it, but because they want to get better, you know. And the ladies' team is, I think, picking up on that. They do things together, and they're working much harder. I ride the bike in the fitness center, and I'm seeing so many more of them in the fitness center working out. And again, this is all on their own. And as a coach, this is exactly what you want to see. It's called self-motivation, because I can't, you know, in our practices, that is not enough. If you want to be good in this day and age, you got to be doing something on your own.
No doubt about that. And a bit, busy week coming up for you and the team, and also a very important week for you to kind of get things off to a good start here.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We'll take it one match at a time and so forth. But I think, you know, by the end of the spring break, we'll be ready to go.
All right. Well, Mark, thanks a lot for being with us here on the show.
Thank you, as always, John.
And
we appreciate it.
Angela and Jan for being with us as well. We'll be back and have a lot more coming up on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show right after this. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXEV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, again broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch as we turn our attention to baseball, as the head coach of the Bearcat baseball team, Darren Lowe, is joining us, along with the right-handed pitcher, Alex Slocum, with us here tonight, this afternoon as well. And Coach, opened up MIAA play this past weekend, a trip to Warrensburg, and facing Central Missouri. Might as well face one of the top in the conference right off the bat to get the conference season going.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. You know, we have to open up with somebody, but, Central Missouri's great tradition in that program, and got a solid team again this year. But I felt like we competed well with them, and three close ball games with them. Just got to be a little bit more consistent offensively, put up a few more runs, and you know, I think we'll be all right.
We lost the first game 4-1, 4-0 in the second, and then 6-5 in the third matchup. I imagine that third game was one that a tough one there, losing with Central Missouri scoring those runs there in the bottom, four runs in the bottom of the ninth inning of that one.
Yeah, that was a heartbreaker. You know, that's the game that Alex pitched in. Alex pitched seven strong innings against a really good offensive team, and I think he limited them to four hits over seven innings, and brought in one of our top bullpen guys, and he got through the eighth unscathed and got the first out in the ninth, and then I think we gave up six straight singles for them to walk us off. So that was a punch in the gut a little bit, but we have to learn from those things. Had some opportunities to extend our lead in that game that we didn't take advantage of, so just got to clean up a few things, and I think we'll be fine.
And we'll talk Alex here in just a second, but you look at Alex so far this year, 3.48 ERA, and leading the team in strikeouts right now is 17.
Yeah, I think Alex is he went through a little bit of a sore arm starting it off the season, kind of probably his first start. I think we had him on about a 60-pitch count. And then he's just gotten stronger from there. So, you know, he's a guy that just fills up the zone with three pitches and really attacks hitters. And that's I think that's where a lot of his success is coming from, is just his competitive nature and how he attacks those hitters.
Hey, Alex, just kind of talk about the young season right now and getting some things rolling. And again, as Coach mentioned, looks like you're really pointing in the right direction right now.
Yeah, I know. Everything we do is based on throwing strikes, first pitch strikes, winning 1-1 counts. And I feel like my strength is I'm attacking hitters right now, bottom of the zone, hitting my spots with all three pitches, with a lot of depth right now, which is the key to any pitcher at this point.
How tough is it, and I imagine it's the same for everyone on the team, but as far as pitchers in particular, when you're pitching in such cold weather as you are early in the year, how hard is that just to keep that arm warm and loose to go out there inning after inning?
We have a good – Matt Cannella does a good job with us. We have a bunch of different things we use now to keep elbows and shoulders warm. It's more about getting warm at the very beginning. You have to do a little bit more stretching, a little bit more running. But with the way Cannella does things in between innings, you know, it's really helped a lot of our pitchers be able to go out in every inning and be their best.
Might just talk about your philosophy. You're, again, leading the team right now in strikeouts with 17. What are some of the things that really is helping you as far as getting those punch-outs that you've had so far?
I don't know. I'm not a huge go-for-strikeouts guy. I like to get out. Get batters out as quick as possible, but when you're getting ahead 0-2, 0-1, 1-2 every at bat, for what it seems, it's a lot easier to get those punches because you have a lot more of the zone to play with. Umpires will most of the time will give you that extra half ball off the plate, especially if you're really hitting your spots. So being able to get up ahead of every hitter so far this season has helped me get those Ks.
And again, getting some innings out there too, imagine that makes you feel pretty good.
Yeah, being able to grind out some innings, even with how deep our bullpen is this year, isn't necessary, but it still feels good to go out there and get 5-7 every time you go out to pitch.
And, Coach, just talk a little bit about, from this point particular on here, what do you see as some of the areas that you've liked so far out this young season that maybe haven't shown up in the wins and losses at this point?
Yeah, I think we've played great defense behind solid pitching. I think that's where it all starts, and you can win a lot of ball games with pitching and defense. So now we just got to get a little bit more timely hitting and drive in a few more runs. I think our guys are starting to get comfortable at the plate. We have to kind of cut them a little slack. This is, you know, the only time that we've been on a baseball field in the last six weeks is on game days, you know. So today will be the first time that we go outside to practice on our field. And when you look at everybody else in our conference that have been on their fields, whether they're farther south or have turf fields, I think that kind of gives them that advantage, especially that, the focus and the you know, the mental edge, just being able to work some things out outdoors. So, you know, we'll get there. I'm confident that we'll get there, and it's just a process that we have to keep grinding out.
Yeah, I know there's a lot to be said about having the Hughes Fieldhouse, but even more to be said that just getting some good weather where you can get out and do a lot of things out there. Alex, I imagine, too, that it's a kind of a situation where you like to be out on the mound outside and get a chance to work out.
Yeah, you know, anytime you can get out on a mound, just kind of fight, helps with the cold a little bit, get out there, be able to fight the elements a little bit more. Hughes is great, but there's just certain aspects where we're doing pickoffs off flat ground instead of off the mound that kind of don't translate well to games that we would have otherwise.
I imagine, too, Coach, just the fact that you have to go on the road so often early in the year kind of takes its toll to a certain degree.
Yeah, I think it does. You know, you know, early on, I think it's a great team-building experience. You get into, you know, we played 14 games on the road right now, and there's a chance of playing our next three on the road as well, just because of weather that might be in our forecast towards the weekend. So, you know, it's we love playing at home. We're excited to get home, but the weather's going to dictate a little of that for us.
Yeah, you'll talk about this weekend. In theory, it's your home opener on Friday with Missouri Southern coming to town for a three-game series. But, as a head coach, you have to be part head coach and part meteorologist right now, don't you?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you have a natural surface field, we start looking at the weather. We don't get terribly concerned about it until, you know, Wednesday or so, because that thing changes so often. But when you start – you know, rain's one thing, but, you know, you're throwing snow into the mix and you don't know if you're going to get rid of the snow. And, you know, there's a lot of decisions that have to be made because we want to play all of our games and we have the ability to move our games around a little bit. But, you know, the backup plan is we'd have to move our games down to Missouri Southern, which we really don't want to do. But, you know, the weather might dictate that for us.
Well, I guess if you go back down there, that's a place that you've had an opportunity to play some baseball down there, so you kind of know the facilities there.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but, you know, I think, you know, the downside of that is, you know, their team is built for their ballpark. Wind blows out, you know, they're fly ball hitters, and you got to try to keep the ball in the, park down there. We're a little bit more of a, you know, pitching and defensive team, and not a lot of home runs as of yet. So, you know, it's we'd rather not go down there if we don't have to.
And Alex, as far as preparing for an opponent such as Missouri Southern, depending on the locale where the game is, how much does your strategy going into a game change to whether you're at home or on the road against a team like Southern?
Honestly, my strategy doesn't change at all. Strategy against a team that's that good at hitting has to stay the same no matter where you play, because they have the ability to put the ball out at any park they play at. So you have to be able to live at the bottom of the zone, have all three off-speed, have all three pitches working in order to get through that lineup multiple times.
All right. Well, guys, thanks a lot for being with us here on the show, and hopefully you get a chance to get that home opener coming up this weekend.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Again, that is Darren Lowe, head coach of the Bearcat baseball team, along with right-handed pitcher Alex Locum. We'll be back and have more right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, talking Northwest Missouri State Indoor Track and Field. As just wrapping up the MIAA Championships, we have Northwest Missouri State Head Coach Brandon Masters, as well as Joel DeSantos, a sophomore from the squad. And Coach, first we look at it, the Northwest men and women, both going into the MIAA Championships, you know, picked in one spot there as we get the season going in the preseason rankings. Both overachieving according to those rankings. Whenever you kind of look at that as a coach, is that something you look to say, all right, they pinned us here, we're going to go ahead and exceed that and jump ahead and kind of see what happens?
Absolutely. That's been our mantra. I mean, all the years I've been coaching is track and field is about numbers, right? It's about rankings. And, you know, if it's that easy, why even do the meet, right? Just give the awards out, right? So that is our goal, to always overachieve. We know where we rank come in. We know what the coaches ranked us in preseason. And this team, both men and women, had a chip on their shoulder and felt like, we're better than that. And so, again, that is about every speech that I have to the kids is like, let's go overachieve. Let's take your ranking and jump it. Let's be better than we are on paper.
And you go out, you get it done, a good showing on both sides. The MIAA Championships down in Pittsburgh over the weekend. The women finishing second, the men fifth as a team. And mentioned Joel with us. And before we dive into his stuff too much with him, your thoughts on just your men's points leader coming in. Obviously did so good in the 16-200, the long jump at the same time. Just what has he brought in his first 2 years?
Well, Joel, we had a conversation a couple of weeks ago that, you know, I kind of put a little pressure on him. Like, you're better than you are on paper. We know that you're ready to run fast. We know you're ready to jump far. And I need you. I need you to be great. And, you know, that was probably a hard conversation, right, Joel? But he responded, and I expect that from a leader like he is for our team. Even though he's a sophomore, he's a big leader for us. And you know, when the going gets tough, you know, I count on this type of kid to really step through and do it for his team. And he was awesome this weekend with 15 points for our team.
Joel, when you hear Coach saying that and just kind of knowing that, you do kind of have that leadership role despite being another classman and kind of working your way up. Does that instill more confidence as you go into some of these events, knowing that, all right, Coach Masters expects this out of me, I'm going to go out there and get it done?
No, yeah, absolutely. Obviously, he put a little bit of pressure on me, but like he says, pressure makes diamonds, right? I knew I had a job when I get there. And I knew I had a rough start right in the season, but I knew how to be patient. I trust my coaches, all the workouts, and I knew how to put all the pieces together and work with my teammates and try to get it done right.
You know, a season ago at the MIAA Championships, which these ones up in Maryville, not down in Pittsburgh, but you go out and finish seventh in the 60-meter. This time around, you finish fourth and kind of get your day started that way. Is that get things going? Or, all right, I've got a little bit of time, but the 200's coming around. I already PR'd once today in one event. I'm going to go do it again.
Yeah, it was basically keep the mentality, right? I knew that the jobs was not finished at the time. I knew I'd take one race at a time. I knew that, okay, I PR'd now. Let's reset the mentality and go for the 200 now. Like, this is a different race. Each race is different, and you have to be prepared for that, right?
When you have a kid like this, you kind of get that look in his eyes. Can you kind of get a feel of, all right, something special is on the way?
Yeah, you know, when his 60 finished up and he'd run that fast, and with that with the start, I was like, well, 200's about to be really fast. We pulled a great lane for Joel, and we knew the competition would be coming up on the inside, but he is so good down the stretch. Simply had to get him into the curve faster. And we talked about that before the race. You got to hit it harder. We got to go faster into the curve and, you know, ride that curve as hard as we can. And then he's so good down the straight. And at Pittsburgh, we have very long straights versus Hughes Fieldhouse. We have a bigger curve. Track's 300 meters, but it is built different. And so, knowing that he's so good on the straight, I just had to get him through the curve and close to his competition and let that competitive ability of Joel and his closing technique be able to push him forward and ran really fast.
Joel, when Coach talks about that and hitting that curve to be able to get to the straightaway, are you looking at it as feeling yourself reaching a certain point of how hard you're pushing through it, or is it kind of keeping out of the peripherals, the guys around you, all right, I need to be in a certain spot so once we do hit that straightaway, I know I can overtake them?
Yeah, so I think we had a conversation, a really technical conversation after the 60 and before the 200, that mean time in between. I knew that I had to push a little bit harder off the blocks, hit the curve a little bit more tighter, and probably in order to get a better slingshot, try to get more in the inside of the lane so I could finish like stronger, right? And to get more strength off the curve to run the straight.
We're talking Northwest Indoor Track and Field with head coach Brandon Masters and sophomore Joel DeSantos coming off the MIAA Championships. The NCAA Championships are still just a couple weeks out, but the national invites coming out later this evening. Joel, for you, is this exciting time to kind of see, all right, waiting to see my name listed and be able to read that across there and or get that text from coach saying, all right, I punched my ticket to Virginia?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously excited, a little bit scared as well. It's a mixture of everything. Well, most importantly, I have nothing to lose right now. Of course, I'm unranked and ranked, and right now I'm going with the mentality of getting the things done, execute a good race plan, and just be Joel DeSantos.
Coach, do you have a pretty good locked in of who's going to be getting those invites, or are there a few up in the air, maybe some surprises to come to?
Yeah, I have a good feeling of for Joel. 200, I think, is he's a great place. The 60 could be a possibility because he's, I believe, already in the meet in the 200. Now, when it's on paper for real, that's when I'll be high-fiving people. But I feel really good about his positioning in the 200. And because of that, he might have the opportunity to make the 60 as well since he's already counted in the meet. So as far as the rest of our team, we do have a couple of bubble people, but I feel pretty good about that as well. And so we do have a pretty good list about who's going to go. And it will be our largest group ever taken, which is pretty exciting. Regardless of the bubble people, we're above 20 for men and women. I believe we'll make the meet this year, which is fantastic.
That's awesome. And continuing to see it grow year after year and, you know, stacking up. We talked a little bit last week, too, but, you know, the men's team kind of had the beef for the team title going toward the MIAA a couple years ago, the women with some more depth, but now you've got some underclassmen. Some guys like Joel, that foundation on the men's side, it feels like Northwest Track and Field is heading in a really good direction.
Yeah, the men's side, we're very young, and the MIAA is unbelievably talented. It's hard to put into words how good the MIAA track and field is across the country. We're better than the majority of D1 conferences around the country, and we know this because track and field is a number. Every event is a number, so we can compare very equally to other teams and conferences around the country. And so knowing that we are so young and we did compete such a high level, we have such leaders to be able to do what we did this weekend, we should not have gotten fifth. And that is a testament to our team and the type of people that we have as leaders. You know, we are young, so the future is extremely bright for Northwest Bearcat men. Believe it or not, we're not too old on the women's side yet either, and so that's exciting for the next couple of years. Certainly, I've got to continue to recruit and fill those freshman spots, and because being a freshman and scoring in this conference is very, very difficult. And it really takes juniors and sophomores, juniors and seniors before we really start seeing them score for their teams in the MIAA championship.
Okay, except for the national championships, that'll be March 10th and 11th in Virginia Beach, Virginia. But later on this evening, the indoor national invites coming down. Check out BearcatSports.com. We'll have the full release on there as well as on KXCV Sports coming up tomorrow morning. Coach Masters, Joel, thanks for the time, and good luck moving forward. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Brandon Masters and Joel Dos Santos joining us here from Northwest Indoor Track and Field. We'll take a timeout. Back with more on KXCV KLRNW.
Support for KXCV KLRNW comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for KXCV KLRNW comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment in Maryville, Marshall, and Chillicothe. With a full AgCo lineup, including Fendt, Massey Ferguson, Rogator, Terragator, Sunflower, and more, information on new and used ag equipment is online at ZieglerAg.com.
Support comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers a variety of tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The design center is open Monday through Saturday and is online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Support for KXCV, KLRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, talking Northwest Missouri State women's basketball, 14-14 overall, 9-13 in conference play, wrapped up the regular season over the weekend, now set for the MIAA tournament. We're talking with Lindsay Kelderman and Jana Green, and as we look at it, heading down to Kansas City, it'll be your first time playing at Municipal, Lindsay, but Jana, you've been there a time or two now, a chance for Northwest to go down, get a win over Newman, and keep things rolling against Nebraska-Kearney in the next round. When you see the bracket come out officially and you're matched up with Newman, Jana, what are your thoughts on that? A team the Bearcats have played very well against, but obviously things a little different in neutral site.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we first saw how it came out, we were surprised because that tiebreaker between them and UCO, we were like, oh, are we playing UCO, are we playing Newman? But yeah, definitely a confidence booster because we know, like you said, we've played well against them in the past and we have experience playing there, and obviously they don't. So I think we have a chance to do something big.
Lindsay, do you look at the bracket and kind of say, all right, this is Northwest Missouri State's road to get into the MIAA championship? We'll take down this team, this team, this team, and bam. Or do you really have to kind of pull yourself back and say, I can't look too far down the road?
Kind of a little bit of both. I feel like you obviously have the one game at a time, and we have to get past Newman before we even can play all the other games. But I feel like you also look at it as, like, realistically, we can beat all these teams and we can make some noise. So I think if we just go in there with our head just like focused and ready to go, I think we could do some pretty big things.
Well, that's kind of the crazy part too. And you look at it, all right, Northwest is 9-13, the eighth seed going into the tournament. But outside of two games against Missouri Western, since mid-December, you guys have been right there in every single basketball game, and legitimately one or two possessions go the other way, the Bearcats all of a sudden are 13-9 in a different spot. It does feel like this league is kind of wide open heading into the tournament here in Kansas City.
Definitely is, and I think that probably teams are a little scared of that and scared of us, and I mean rightfully so. I think that no matter what night you play, anybody can play their best game, so it'll be interesting to see how the other sides of the bracket shake out too.
So through last year, Lindsay was redshirting, Peyton was playing. Like, all right, we know there's at least one Kelderman that can fire from deep and knock down a lot. Then Lindsay proceeds to go 7-for-7 the other night against UCO. It's a new Northwest record, most attempts going 100% all the way through. Lindsay, what's going through your mind as you just kind of keep putting those up and they keep going?
Honestly, I was just like, man, these are just going in. And I don't know, it just was feeling good, and I was like, well, I'm just gonna continue to shoot it because obviously it was my night. So I don't really know what I was thinking. It was just going good.
Is that one where, all right, it doesn't matter who it is, find the person, just keep feeding the hot hand?
Yeah, I guess. Yep.
Jana, whenever we look at what Northwest has done these last couple weeks, and obviously a very dominant win over Central Oklahoma, the game against Missouri Southern, again, one of those, just a couple possessions go the other way. But this feels like a Bearcat team that is very close to the tipping point of things really snowballing in Northwest Missouri State's favor. What has to change in Kansas City? What sends Northwest in that right direction?
I think going in there, like, confident, because we have played with every team and not letting the lights get to us. I feel like that happened a little bit last year, obviously, with the way we came out against Kearney, and we battled back and made it a game, but trying not to get down like that would be really important. And I mean, we've been on this trend for the past 3-4 years. We've always had those close games, especially this year and this last year, like, just kind of getting over that hump and making sure that we're controlling what we can control and putting everything in our court so we can't look back at it and be like, well, if we would have done this and we would have won. We just have to do everything that we can.
There have been some games against Newman that have started off a little bit slow, but then Northwest kind of opens it up. I think a 14-point win down in Wichita a little bit earlier this season. Is it hard to get into a tournament like this and not look and say, all right, one seed Kearney's looming. We played them to a 1-point game earlier this year, a 5-point game in Kansas City last year. And is it hard to not overlook Newman knowing that you can get Kearney and avenge a couple losses?
I think that most of us are pretty focused on the first game, but just knowing that, like, it's one step at a time, we can't look ahead, and there's no reason that we should be overlooking them. They have good players. They have a really good post player. They have good shooters. So, I mean, this is their first time in the tournament. They're going to come out and they're going to play hard, so we got to be ready for them.
Big arena, first time playing it. Obviously, there was a red shirt last year, but does this kind of compare to going up and playing at Drake, starting out at Mizzou, and some of these other arenas that Northwest has already played in this year?
Oh, yeah. I definitely think those first few games early on for us helped us, you know, have a bigger arena, bigger site and stuff like that. So I definitely think, even though this is my first year, like, I don't know, I think I'm ready for it, and I'm ready for it.
Bearcats take on Newman coming up tomorrow at 6 o'clock. We'll have pregame at 5:30 here on KXCV, KRNW. Jana, Lindsay, thanks for the time. Good luck this week.
Thank you.
That's Jana Green and Lindsay Kilderman for Northwest Missouri State Women's Basketball. We'll take a timeout and be back with more on KXCV, KRNW.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company in Forest City. Locally owned and operated, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies since 1951. More information on SureGrow products and services at 660-446-3376.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specializes in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joseph, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com. Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Turning now to men's basketball. The Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team getting ready to head to Kansas City Municipal Auditorium for the MIAA postseason tournament. Joined now by Daniel Abreu from the Northwest men's basketball team. And Daniel, just coming off a regular season championship, 10th straight for the Bearcat men's basketball team. You've been part of a few of those. How much fun was that on Thursday with that win over Central Oklahoma to clinch the regular season title?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, finally getting to play UCLA at our place with our atmosphere versus theirs. Granted, their atmosphere is amazing, but it's in favor of them. So now we had our atmosphere totally packed. Everybody came out. We had the whole football team there. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, the football team, Coach Wright was even on the sidelines there.
Oh, my gosh.
With the Bearcats and Blazers. And the Bearcats and Blazers, they've added a nice little tweak to the atmosphere at Bearcat Arena.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. The it was the – my favorite thing they do is the DVD. It's like the corner touch, yeah. And then it hits it. Ah! Oh, it's so fun.
And now you look ahead, you've got the MIAA tournament coming up in Kansas City. You've been a part of some trips down there as well. Just talk about the atmosphere at Municipal Auditorium and how much fun the team seems to have down there as well.
Okay, so municipal, there it is packed, but I still don't think it matches our atmosphere. Like our big games are amazing. They're just amazing. There's so much passion in the stands. Like, I mean, we saw it Thursday. Everybody was invested in every play. They would get so loud. So although municipal is great and all, I'm not demeaning municipal's arena at all. It's just we're not able to get as much fans as we want in as we do at our place. I mean, just because it's inconvenient for like the whole football team to come to municipal. So I mean, still municipal is a great place to play. It definitely gives off a true basketball vibe because we're going all to a different place that is none of our hometowns. So it's definitely a good tournament place to play.
And one of the things we were talking about before we went on the air as far as getting all of your classwork out and completed and ready to go for this week as well, and then hopefully have to deal with that here in another week or so too with some other tournament play coming up. But it looks like you're kind of getting into, as a veteran of this, to how to maybe take care of your classwork before you get down to Kansas City.
Yep. Okay, so if any players listen to this interview that's going on right now, what you're going to want to do is grind out the homework. That's really what got me the past couple years. It was like, while I'm at the tournament, I'm focusing on doing, like, I don't know, like business, finance, and whatever. I mean, granted, love the class, you know, just going to put that out there real quick. But it's just not something you want to be focused on while you're at the tournament. So you try to grind out all the homework so you can just relax and focus on what you need to focus on for that. Essentially a business trip.
Yeah, that it is. And one of the nice things about this, you get an extra day by being the top seed in the tournament where you don't have to play until Thursday afternoon.
Agreed. It's that you get to go and just get a good, nice rest in the hotel, get a nice feel for the environment that you're in for a day. So it's like, it's almost like a little advantage. I mean, granted, I don't know if the other teams are going a day before already, but it's definitely nice to be able to go there, watch, get in the place, feel the arena out before you get to play.
As far as going in this year, it looks like you're on a nice little run here after that loss to UCO back last month in Edmond. Come into this matchup with a good winning streak coming in. Do you feel good about the way the team's headed right now?
Yeah, I mean, of course, there's still so much to go. I mean, we've had many possessions, I mean, as everybody saw, where we just are discombobulated. And it's just about working that out, understanding what everybody has to do for our team dynamic. But we're getting there. And with the start of the postseason is a new season. So that's what Coach Mack always preaches to us, that this is a new time to just invest into it, because what comes with the new season is like excitement and like a newness, a readiness to go. So that's what we need to have the mindset going into this new season. So yeah,
you checked off one box as far as one of the goals with that regular season championship. You got three more goals ahead of you here with the MIAA postseason tournament, the Central Regional, and hopefully down the line the Elite Eight.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's weird being a quotes veteran. It's like you see the importance of these, but you have one bigger goal at the end. That's what your mind's focused on. So although the normal season, the seasonal title, like that was great and all, but it's like we still we're looking for something better. So that is great, and it's great to cherish those moments. And same thing with what comes next, the MIAA tournament and the regional. But the big picture is the national.
And the important thing is to take it, I know it's trite, but one game at a time as well, because you don't want to get too focused on the big picture there.
True.
You don't want to stub your toe here this week or the next week either.
Of course. It's more so just about making sure that you don't get content whenever you do win the other ones. Like, so, for example, this past week, we won UCO, and then we came out kind of flat with the Southern game. It was like we were kind of discombobulated, and it was sometimes like that we just looked like we didn't know what we were doing. And it's just that we just had this huge win, this huge like high almost, and then to go into the next game and kind of underperform, it's just like a wake-up call, like, hey, what are we doing? Like, although that was great, we still have stuff to do.
All right. Well, Daniel, again, we appreciate you stopping by for the show here today, and good luck this upcoming weekend down in Kansas City.
Thank you so much.
Daniel Brady with us from the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team. We've got more coming up on the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show right after this.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back with the Bearcat Coaches Show here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. We're talking Bearcat Golf, getting set to open things up down in Oklahoma City coming up a week from now, next Monday and next Tuesday. We're joined by head coach Andy Peterson, Ellie Spies, a junior on the team. Coach Peterson, I assume that trip to Oklahoma City, drive straight through. There are no stops. You're just excited for the golf season.
It could happen. It probably won't, because I have learned in my 8 years, I think, 9 years being the coach, that they're probably going to stop. Here's the other part, though. I'm probably not going to go. It's probably going to be Lathan Croy, grad assistant, and I think he's very in tune with what the squad needs. Yes. So, long story real short, this is where this is coming from, everybody in radio land. My first trip as the women's golf coach, we played in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. We drove straight through, didn't even stop. And when we got to Tahlequah, pulled up to the clubhouse, it was like a Chinese fire drill on steroids. Everybody just jumped. I thought, what in the world? Why are all the girls? And they didn't say much. When I think back on it reflectively, they didn't say much the last 2 hours of the trip, you know. I just thought, man, what's going on? And I realized, oh, yeah. Human nature, probably these young ladies probably needed to use the restroom at some point. But
that's a polite, disciplined crew.
Yeah. And the part was, like Ellie's even said, like, they were terrified of you, coach. I was like, I'm the least intimidating person in the world, probably.
We'll dive into that the next coach's show that we have.
Ellie just shrugged for everybody in Radio Land. Yeah. Ellie just shrugged. Like, yeah, I'll leave that up.
We'll see. But Ellie, you're getting set for your junior season here at Northwest Missouri State. This is a group overall that's I want to say veteran laden, a couple seniors, a couple juniors, some sophomores coming back in. But for the most part, the courses you'll play, the tournaments, you've been a part of these. So even before the practice round, you know how a lot of these holes kind of play. How much of an advantage is that to kind of be around the league and have been in this and been in some of these tournaments already?
I think it's great. It's kind of weird, you know, telling me that I'm a part of the kind of older crowd. That's kind of weird to say, because I feel like, you know, these last three years have been going by so fast. And so, you know, having that advantage coming to these tournaments, you know, we're going to Joplin, which I haven't played, but we get to go to Wayne. We get to play in St. Joe. Actually, I haven't played St. Joe Country Club, and I've heard by previous golfers that
folklore.
It's not fun.
It's folklore.
It's
yes.
not a fun course. So we're.
It's a good looking course, though.
I know. I think we're all going to experience it together. I think Lauren Wood, the senior, has played that course, and she's just. She hasn't really said any positive things about it.
We won't stop on that trip either, man.
No.
You got to pull off in Savannah and use the restroom.
I don't think so.
Maybe. I don't think I can last those 40 minutes on the drive.
It's a long way. It's actually North End, so it's country clubs, basically Savannah as it is. Well, that's a different topic for a different time.
Yeah.
But, Ellie, for you, as we're going in and you're going to be outdoors, bam, Monday and Tuesday, and we're having some little bit nicer weather right now, but I assume for the most of this offseason, it's hues and trying to hit indoors and do as much as you can to get yourself prepped.
Yeah. You know, these last couple of days have actually been fairly nice, so we've been able to go outside and play Mazinga quite a bit. Yesterday was a little wet on the course, and so we're just trying to get as much in as we possibly can. We try to practice weekly. We try to go almost every day, either to, if we can play outside, we play outside. If it's not open, we try to hit on the simulators at our out at Mazingo, and we just try to work with what we have. So.
As you get into it and you're kind of starting fresh and you haven't had a tournament just yet, how much of it is adjusting to the short game? Is that kind of what takes the longest to kind of get in sync in a season?
I would say so, yeah. Because we don't really have – I mean, we have very good facilities, but, you know, we can't, like, chip. We can't really focus on a lot of that short game. So I think coming into this first tournament, I'm really going to – try to focus on what's really important, and what's really important to me is my short game, and that's kind of where I thrive a little bit. I don't hit the ball, you know, as far as the other girls. I'm a little bit shorter and stockier, but
it is this, you know, these first few weeks, and it's always been this way. I'm going to cut Ellie off here. You're just, you know, the grass is dormant. It's not growing. A lot of places haven't even really mowed yet, and so. We have been, I think, a little bit fortunate this winter. It's been fairly mild. I think we've had three measurable snows, and those snows have melted off fairly quick. And so we have been able to be outside probably more than most winters, I would say. But, you know, we're going 6 hours due south. A lot of the programs we're up against haven't faced this, what we have, right? Not an excuse. It is what it is. I've told every girl that, every young lady that joins the program, I tell them that when they come on their recruiting trips. You know, we're the northernmost school in the league besides Kearney, but that's a much different weather pattern in western Nebraska. And it's not an excuse. It just is what it is. We got to go and figure out how to compete and play. And, you know, a lot of times, a lot of years, when we take this trip or wherever, when we get out of the van 6 hours south, it's the first time that we're swinging a club on grass, you know. So we do – I feel a little bit better about Lathan Croy's, our grad assistant, that's helping a lot this year. He's pretty much the – he's pretty much coaching them right now. You know, he's had them outside, had them doing stuff and working. Our simulator on campus shot craps right before, right after we got back from break, actually, which makes sense. But, you know, we got a great partnership with the city and with Mazingo, and they let us use, you know, I pay a membership fee for the girls, and they've got free rein out there, full access to the simulators and the range if it's open, and the practice facilities when it's open, and the course when it's open. So, yeah, I think between – just the evolution of the program with where the girls are at and how much work they put in on their own, and Lathan's passion and availability as a graduate student to be out there with them. You know, I think we're as prepped as we can be. It's kind of fun this time of year. There's that weird expectation of where are we at. And so you're going to go south and play some of the better teams in the region and take that litmus test, see where we're at.
You look from last spring to this fall and the jumps that this program's made, the excitement level for you to see them get out there and then kind of unleash.
Yeah, and I think we're kind of – I mean, Ellie's kidding about it, but she's serious too. Like, where did the last 3 years go? You know, her and Lauren and, you know, Kylie's played a ton of golf. She's only a sophomore. Paige has played a ton of golf, only a sophomore. And then, you know, Kayla had a great freshman fall. And then you just kind of plug those in where you can. But it's – you know, they're not freshmen anymore. They're used kind of – to spring golf and what that looks like, and so as your program matures, both holistically but also individually, as students and as people, they're that much more comfortable. They know what it's like to be sit in a van for 5 hours with a couple of stops on the way, Matt, and
a couple of stops,
yes, a couple.
And then get out and shoot a practice round, and then what it's like to hang out in the hotel, and what it's like to prep and to eat and to be ready to go the next day when it matters. So that maturity, that experience, doesn't matter the sport or the program. I think that pays dividends eventually, and so that's why it's kind of exciting this time of year to see where we're at.
So we can't have Ellie Spies on the program without talking about two hole-in-ones, two holes in one, two aces.
Good.
What was it? April of 2021 and then September of 2021.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Some people go their whole lives without one. You had one and two in one calendar year. Can you take us through that a little bit? And when one goes down, you're like, well, that's the last one for my life. It was great while it lasted.
Yeah, so that first hole-in-one happened during conferences, freshman year, spring, awful weather, terrible weather. And we had that tournament, we played 36 holes. No, yeah, it was 36 holes. We went 18. No, we went 36, 18 because, you know, conferences, I think they had to just do 2 days instead of 3 days.
We had a bad weather day, so instead of doing 18 for 3 days, we crammed all of it into 36.
Yeah. And so I was on my first round of 18, and I was on number six. I started on the back nine, so I started on 18, went through nine, and then came to number six on that par three. And I got a hole in one, and I was shocked. My parents were like up on the hill. I couldn't see the ball. I couldn't see the bottom of the cup. And so I just heard them screaming as soon as it hit on the green, and I was just in shock. And I was like, I have to play like. I just played like 25 more holes of golf. I was like, I can't do this. I give up. I quit. It was like my time. But you know, I fought through the rest of the tournament. I didn't play very good the rest of that tournament, but it was just a really incredible experience. I got to experience it with the whole team, and they were just so proud of me. And I loved everything about it. And I was like, okay, one and done. I'm good to go. That's my golf career. But then next year, coming into the fall season, it was that first tournament coming back when we were at down in Adams Point, and came up to first par three in the back nine.
Yep.
Again, couldn't see the bottom of the cup. The pin was way in the back. My parents walked up to the green because they were like, we're not going to miss another one if there's another one happening. And it happened again. You know, I hit decent shot. It didn't hit it great, but it kind of rolled in, and it was just incredible. I was like, I don't know what to do anymore.
I love the expectation of the parents too. Like, we're gonna be ready so we can see this just right.
The conference meet in April, I wasn't at. We had a baby. We had Abram, and so I wasn't even there. And I'm following on live stats. And at first, I was like, oh, they got a misprint here. This isn't right, you know. But then Ellie's dad's texting me, and he was kind of furious because he couldn't see it either where he was at. And so that was where he came up to that, like, I'm never missing one again. And so it wasn't just – it was back-to-back competitive rounds. It was her last round of freshman year, first round of sophomore year. And that was kind of the funny joke, ha-ha, as we were in Adams Point kind of teeing off that next fall. But Preston didn't miss it because he got up there. He was down there watching and – but yeah, even for me, it's like, golly, first hole in one as a coach, I didn't miss. I'm not even at the sneaking tournament, and then next one, oh hey, Ellie's got my back. I mean, that's just teamwork right there. So
that's incredible.
Kind of fun.
What better way to start off the spring semester of your junior season down in Oklahoma City? Maybe
here we go.
Toss in one more ace water at it.
Yeah, maybe one more.
We'll see what happens. Ellie, Coach Peterson, thanks for the time, and good luck this next coming week.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
Northwest Missouri State Golf opening up down in Oklahoma City coming up next Monday and Tuesday. That's going to wrap things up for us here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We have a Northwest Missouri State women's basketball broadcast tomorrow at 6 o'clock against Newman as the MIAA tournament gets underway, pregame at 5:30. For John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton saying so long from Pizza Ranch.